The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, at Fianna Fáil's parliamentary party meeting last night, concerns were raised by several TDs about the manner in which vaccine distribution to general practice around the country is happening, something that will make for a less than smooth rollout as some practices take their first allocation. Some of the comments that were made, as reported, Dara Cleary told the meeting of the parliamentary party that the rollout of the vaccination programme in Mayo have been all over the place, some practices receiving no supplies while others received far too much for their needs. And these kind of calls were echoed by others, some quoting the Mayo GP from Belmullet, Dr. Keith Swanick, who said that a practice in a neighbouring village got 420 COVID vaccines instead of 42 and they didn't get their allocation. Well, to find out what is going on, we're joined by Dr. Yvonne Williams of Shannon Medical Centre in County Clare, and she can tell us something about the way the vaccine's been rolled out to that practice. Yvonne, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, how is it rolling out?
It's rolling out, I suppose, differently in different areas. So a small number of practices who had large numbers of over 70s actually got their vaccines last week and started vaccinating. A lot more practices are getting their vaccine deliveries this week, and then the final practices are due to get their vaccines next week.
Now, are you ready to receive, say, Pfizer? Now, I know they've changed the criteria for the storage of Pfizer, and Moderna does not have to be stored at such a low temperature. But have you got the kind of information, have you got the equipment that you will need to start vaccinating?
We haven't yet, but we're told that we're due to get some of that equipment today, and we're waiting on our vaccine delivery to come tomorrow. But the lack of certainty in terms of time of arrival and delivery has caused a lot of stress and an unnecessary extra work at a time when GP practices are really stretched. So we are aware of practices where they got the vaccine delivery but had not yet received the needles and syringes, and that's caused difficulty. Some practices did get their vaccines delivered a few days ahead of schedule, and obviously they hadn't vaccination clinics set up to run. And some practices who are getting deliveries on Thursdays and Fridays are getting the Pfizer vaccine, which means because of the delivery requirements for Pfizer that their staff are going to have to work every weekend that they get a vaccine delivery, whereas if those practices were allocated Moderna, they would be able to spread out the vaccination clinics over the course of the working week.
So just the imperative for you, if you get a consignment of Pfizer and you haven't got any yet, what will that mean in terms of your own timetable for getting jabs in people's arms?
So obviously, if we get the vaccines before we get the needles and syringes, which are supposed to be sent out the day before, which is today for us, but there's no sign of them yet, we can't go ahead with the vaccination clinic. There's no private supply of small needles and syringes available at the moment because they're being used for these vaccines all around Europe. So we are promised that we will get our vaccine delivery tomorrow sometime before 2 o'clock, but we haven't been able to schedule our vaccination clinic to start before that time. So we've planned here in the surgery to work late into the evening tomorrow, in order to deliver the vaccine to our over 85s.
Yeah. And what about the vaccine going off if you don't get your syringes in time?
Yeah, so the Pfizer vaccine, we would have to have it used by Monday evening. Now, obviously, like all GPs, we're really busy, so we have a full day of our regular work for Monday. So that would be an absolute disaster if that was to happen. And hopefully that won't be the case. But more certainty is needed. There's a lot of practices who have less than 200 patients over 70 who haven't been able to buddy up with a bigger practice because of the logistics. And there's no plan yet in place. They're being told that's being worked on. The other issues we're having, we've had multiple calls in the last 2 days from the hospital asking us, can we vaccinate patients that are inpatients in the university hospital who are waiting to go to nursing homes. The hospital are telling us they can't vaccinate them on the ward. The nursing home they're going to have finished vaccinating their patients. They're asking, can they send them out to us by taxi, possibly by ambulance? And we're not indemnified to do that. So that's causing, I suppose, extra workload, and there's pressure from family to try and arrange that for people as well. But that was not something that this vaccination scheme was set up for in the community.
Now, by the sound of it, Shannon Medical Centre sounds like a big practice, a multi-doctor practice. How many over 70s do you have, and how much vaccine are you told you will get?
So we actually have about 48 patients over 85, and we've been told that we're getting a delivery of 48. A couple of our patients, as I said, it would be in hospital at the moment, so we have our reserve list of people who would be between 80 and 84. We are, I suppose, upset, as are many GPs, that if we have leftover vaccines, we can't actually vaccinate our own practice nurses or practice staff that have yet to be called. And there are GPs and practice nurses around the country still waiting to get even their very first shot. We have been told that we can't use any extra vaccine for our nurses or our GP colleagues unless they're over 70. So again, that has caused a lot of upset, I think, amongst primary care staff. In Limerick, I suppose another issue we're having is that there's actually no vaccination hub designated for Limerick. They have allocated a hotel in County Clare to be used for Limerick, but a lot of people working in the city centre, particularly where patients would not have cars and easy access to transport, feel that that's going to have a knock-on effect in terms of patients being willing to travel into another county to get their vaccine when those hubs open.
Do you have instructions as to how to get to the housebound with vaccine?
No, we are being told over the last few weeks that there is a plan in place. There's going to be a plan in place. But as of yet, there is no concrete plan in place. And those are some of our most vulnerable patients at the moment. I know in our local area, there is a small outbreak amongst carers. So, you know, these patients are vulnerable and carers inadvertently can catch COVID from patients and vice versa. So they're a particularly vulnerable group. Their families are very worried about them. And it's very slow getting clarity as to exactly when and how they're going to be vaccinated.
Yeah, this text coming in from a News Talk listener. My mom is 87, living in Bray. Still no word on vaccine. And yet I've heard of someone who's a male, 74, who's got an appointment, provisional, admittedly, because, you know, they may change priorities. Now, is the changing in priorities of who's going to be in which cohort to get vaccinated in which order, is that causing any confusion?
Yes, and in relation to your texture there, what we have been allowed to do is if we have leftover vaccines, we are allowed to vaccinate spouses if they're over the age of 70. So that may be why that person has been given a place on a reserve list. Regarding the change in allocation of the groups, that caused a huge flurry of phone calls to GP practices yesterday. Lots of my colleagues were talking about it last night. We had a GP webinar with the ICGP and there were multiple comments. The phone lines were clogged up yesterday morning with people asking to go on a list. We hadn't been given the list yet. It was announced in the media, I suppose, by the government before there was any discussion or involvement with us, and we weren't able to answer the questions, and our staff answering the phones did not have the information to hand. We are worried, I suppose, some of the criteria would be people with a BMI over 40 and diabetics at certain levels on their blood tests, that it may lead to an increased demand for appointments, for blood tests and for weight checks at a time that we're already really stretched trying to do regular work, dealing with the cases of COVID we have and then trying to run the vaccination clinics as well.
Yeah, people are unsure about how they're going to be informed. I mean, if you, for example, are on a GP's list as an ordinary patient, but they're treating you, for example, for asthma or diabetes, whatever it might be, I mean, how will GPs actually organise getting in touch with people in who have these underlying conditions?
Yeah, well, firstly, I suppose it hasn't been decided and we haven't been informed if that job is actually going to fall to us or if it's going to be run through maybe vaccination hubs with HSE staff for GPs.
But how will they know? For example, you know, someone in your practice who has asthma that needs to be treated with steroids, how would they ever find out that that patient would be very seriously ill if they caught COVID and therefore they would jump up the list a bit? How would they find out unless they asked you?
Well, we have, I suppose, with our software, we can run audits regularly on any of the conditions that we have. We would code for all of the conditions, whether it's asthma, diabetes, obesity. So you can run a report and then quite easily get a list of all your asthmatics, and they would actually be a chronic disease group of them that we would have been doing all along. But for private patients, I mean, many of them would change practices. They might attend more than one practice. So mm-hmm. It's much more difficult for people when they don't have a medical card or doctor visit card allocated. They may have seen you once 4 years ago and their asthma might be quite mild and they might not come in, or they may have recently moved area. So it is going to be very difficult and time consuming to get those lists together.
Well, I suppose it makes it clear that this is not a simple matter, the business of getting vaccines in a timely fashion out to GPs and do it in a fair way as well. And also all the associated supplies that are required. Look, thank you very much for sharing with us, Dr. Yvonne Williams of Shannon Medical Centre in County Clare.